How do you think about humility and false humility? Maybe you share my ambivalence. Consider when you last received public or strong private praise. How was it? What was conjured? And how can you best relate when you're receiving praise? It's not just about you, but also about how you lead. Denial is my first amusing response. Perhaps not surprising, as denial is an anagram for my first name, Daniel. A couple weeks ago, I got an email from Dean Stowski that began, "Dear Dan, congratulations on winning the Chite Award as Best Undergraduate Instructor of University of California, Berkeley Haas School of Business." I felt 10% hoped for excitement, while 90% of my brain wondered, "Huh, I wonder which Dan won it." I figured it was a mass email I was getting. I glanced and saw, no, it wasn't a mass email, but was personal to me. And then I thought, oh, this must be the old email I got when I won the award a few years back. That's weird. You know how you can accidentally find yourself in an old email folder? But as I skimmed the body, I read something like, during this difficult time of remote teaching. Okay, so it is now and it is me. Then my head blew up altogether, because much as I've tried, I have not felt like a good teacher in Zoomania. So yep, that was stage one, denial. Denial. That's the first stage I realized of response to, yep, death and dying. Wait, I'm having the same response to a nice thing as to word of imminent death? Disbelief gave way to pride, and so I told Laura Anderson, my partner in Leading X2, that I was receiving the award. Unlike my response, hers was one of effusive joy. She said she wanted to write about it here and read to lead. Now I felt a cringe coming on. Modesty. And another cringe. Or is this false modesty? Asked my ubiquitous inner critic. I know, I think too much. Nevertheless, I think these responses, which I've shared here in slow motion, are what most of us go through. I thought others might deal with these strange vestiges of humility, genuine and or a bit false, so I offer for thoughts for how leaders can constructively manage praise. Realize, number one, praise is a gift from someone or someones. So how ought one receive a gift? Well, with grace, because as anyone with wisdom knows, giving a gift is often more meaningful than getting one. When we receive a gift, we have the opportunity to let the giver's joy be complete. In this sense, false modesty is a buzzkill. When one says, "I don't deserve this award or praise," they invalidate the giver's perception and generosity. It's like saying, "Thanks, but you're wrong." Why not say to the giver, "Wow, what a surprise. I didn't know you felt this way. Thanks." Second, praise is for meaning. That giver is telling you that the work you do matters. Laura let me feel my pride because she said, "What is better than to be recognized for what matters to you, for your commitment to what you believe is important?" She said, "You don't do it for the praise, but for what is signified, significant." So an award brings you or me back to purpose, heart, and meaning. Three, praise is innately about community, and it offers us a chance to crow about that. I am a great teacher because I had phenomenal models. Father Henry Nouwen, Ronnie Heifetz, Austin Serrett, Marjorie Resnick, Sister Noelle Toomey, Stephen Breyer, Tom Kozak in fifth grade. And my teaching assistants can and should be proud because they make me and our classes so much better. Yes, it's ritual that causes people to thank others at the Oscars or ESPYs or Tonys, but they're also reinforcing their and others' sense of connection and meaning. And if praise still makes me, or you, feel uncomfortable, then number four, praise someone else. If, like me, it takes some work to admit your joy and appreciation of being recognized, or if you can naturally just feel it, then look for chances to share it with others. The supply is limitless, and it's a classic virtuous cycle that induces the giver of praise to keep praising and the receivers of praise to share praise as well. Many R2L readers over the years have led me as well. You know who you are. Let's keep leading with our best self.